The Organisation Undoing Tax Abuse notes that, once again, the Minister of Home Affairs, Aaron Motsoaledi, is stalling electoral reform by missing a crucial deadline stipulated in the amended law. In the Electoral Amendment Act, Clause 23 clearly mandates the establishment of the Electoral Reform Consultation Panel within 4 months of the commencement of the Electoral Amendment Act. The Act was gazetted on 17 April and took effect on 19 June. Technically, the panel should have been established by 19 October. However, as of now, no announcements or progress reports have been provided, despite the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs raising the issue back in September. This inaction is a significant failure on both the part of the Minister and Parliament. The purpose of the panel is critical: to independently investigate, consult, report, and make recommendations on potential reforms of the electoral system for elections after 2024. Some of their duties include research, public participation, and regular reporting to the minister. With the date of the elections not yet announced, and pending the Constitutional Court's judgment, the panel's establishment becomes even more critical. It's their duty to ensure meaningful electoral reform, not a watered-down version for the 2024 elections. ALTA has voiced concerns about the panel's vague requirements and potential delays in electoral reform, urging more meaningful public engagement. We emphasize the importance of including civil society, informed public discussion, and clear timelines with consequences for failure to act. Parliament's history of missing deadlines, from the original Constitutional Court deadline in 2022 to the current panel's establishment, is deeply disappointing. It is the citizens of South Africa who will suffer the consequences of inadequate reform. We urge Minister Motsoaledi to comply with the law and the Portfolio Committee to hold the minister accountable for his actions. Our democracy and the integrity of our electoral system depend on it. Let us ensure that electoral reform remains a priority for the benefit of all South Africans.